Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day. One more day that you have blessed us. One more day that you have kept us. One more day, Father God. And we thank you for sitting high. We thank you for looking low. We thank you for canceling every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the devil has set up to come against us this day. As we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare that it cannot and it will not come to pass. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. Now, Father, we surrender the day back over to you that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for the life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for your people. We thank you for the faithful ministry partners. We thank you, Father God, for their prayers being heard and answered. Father God, we bless you, Father, for making ways out of no ways. We thank you that the bills are paid, Father God, that we can serve on this platform and touch the globe, Father God, from the comfort of our homes, carry the gospel. Father God, where souls are being changed forever and forever and forevermore. So, Father God, even this morning, Father God, we ask that you would bind every spirit of retaliation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment, we already condemn. Father, hallelujah. And we move forward in your name and in your power. And we say thank you, Father, and we bless you. So, Father, have your way. You're the potter. We are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, yielded and still. Father God, that this service will only bring glory to you, Father. And your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ is Lord. So we say thank you, and we bless you. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen again. And we will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise will continually be in our mouths. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good midnight. Amen. We don't know what time it is. Amen. With you listening in. Amen. But wherever you are, amen, we greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am the Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. We bring you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And it is our pleasure to serve God on this early morning platform. Amen. Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So come on in. Amen. And we welcome all of our first-time visitors. Amen. Calling in for the first time. Amen. Have a seat at the table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. So enjoy the meal. And you know what? There's a blessing for all those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. When we are feeding our spirits as opposed to our bodies, amen, that's where the blessing is. That's where the blessing is. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you, whatever we eat naturally, amen, we're going to flush that down. We're going to flush it down. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And we're still going to die one day. and not before the time. As we prayed this morning on our 5 a.m. service, amen, we prayed for all those who were critically ill and those who were sick. And, you know, they're not going anywhere. We're asking God, amen, to give them some more time. Amen, because they're not going. We're going to die. Yeah, we know you're going to die, but not before your time. Amen. That's our prayer. Amen. On today. Amen and amen. And so speaking about that, amen, as I was talking about that this morning, the Holy Spirit was speaking on that. We had scheduled today to speak on Nebuchadnezzar, which we're going to do maybe an introduction on him. And Lord's willing, tomorrow or next week, we will pick up on Nebuchadnezzar. We'll do a part two. But the Lord wanted us, amen, to speaking about prayer. We want to focus back in on the on Daniel, glory be to God, because there's so much to be said about this man. And it was Daniel's prayer life that took down King Nebuchadnezzar. It was Daniel's prayer life. Beloved, it's our prayer life, amen, that's going to heal the sick. It's our prayer life that's going to turn situations around, see? It's our prayer life. It's not for us to be sitting around scratching our heads saying, oh, me, oh, my, oh, me, oh, my. Amen. But for us to get down on our knees, even when you can't bend your knees. He didn't literally mean that, although it is a blessing when we can kneel down or lay prostrate before the Lord. But, beloved, you can kneel down while you're standing straight up. You could be kneeling down in your spirit. Amen. It's the posture of your heart, the posture of your spirit. So we want to look at that today, beloved. Amen. And focus in, because really we could stay in the book of Daniel for a minute. Amen. But we want to see how this man of God took down this mighty king. Amen. Not by confrontation, not by fights and lawsuits, huh? Not by shotguns. Huh? No. But he took down this mighty man of God by prayer. But, love it, that's how we take the giant down. That's how we take the giant down. How did David take down Goliath? Well, David didn't even compare to Goliath. But, love it, if you really look at the measurements of Goliath and how tall and wide that boy is, we can sort of understand why people was running. Because if me and you wasn't in the spirit, we'd be running too. Goliath was a scary man. Huh? How did David take Goliath down? See, beloved. Amen. So we find out, amen, how did Jesus overcome the devil? How was the sick? We talked this morning about Jesus healing the sick. How did Jesus do it? Jesus said a prayer. And you know what? It wasn't a long prayer either. It was long. I mean, sometimes the Lord have us pray long prayers. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah. Sometimes all we got time to say is Jesus. Huh? How did Jesus raise the dead? Prayer. 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 We take it lightly. We take it lightly. Beloved, it is work. It is work now. Don't nobody tell you. It's not work. Glory be to God. That's why we thank God, amen, for this ministry and all those who serve in this ministry as prayer intercessors. It is work. It's hard work. It's hard work. See, because you're taking on other people's burdens. You're taking on other people's problems. You're serving as an intercessor. That's what an intercessor does. See, we're not just praying for your situation. We become partakers in your situation. See? And it's a lot of work. Sometimes the flesh don't want to do it, beloved. But let me tell you something, that prayer works. And not only that, the devil don't want you to pray. Not only your flesh don't want to pray, the devil don't want you to pray. Because the devil know that God going to hear you and God going to answer you. He can't have that. So he brings discouragement. You tired, you sleepy. Yeah, you don't feel like it. Let somebody else do it. Look here, and Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Luke chapter number 18, verse number 1. Some of you know this parable, amen. Let me read it in your hearing. It says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice. And however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" If the unjust judge, a man, an unsaved man, a heathen, ungenerated, okay, if he gave this widow woman what she wanted because she was persistent, God said, how much more will I do for my children who pray to me? Let me tell you, beloved, God hears you. I know you, the devil wants you to believe that God does not hear you. God doesn't hear you because, amen, you sin. God doesn't hear you because you did this last week, that last week. Let me tell you something. Did you confess your sins? Did you ask God to forgive you? Then God hears you. Because God says, as we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Daniel, amen, took down King Nebuchadnezzar. Glory be to God. So let's look over here and Daniel's story. Glory be to God. In chapter number 10 of Daniel. And it says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was also called Belteshazzar. Its message was true, and it concerned the great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision. At that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice food, no meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over. On the 24th day of the first month, the devil is a liar. I don't know why in the morning I'm going to start taking me some sea moss, and I hear that that's some blessed stuff. And I'm going to put my order in and get it in here, because I'm getting good testimonies on those who are taking that sea moss. Amen. And the devil's a liar. On verse number 4, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, I looked up, and there before me was a man dressed in linen with a belt of fine gold around his waist. His body was like topaz, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, and his voice was like the sound of a multitude. Oh, yeah, I can understand that. I heard that when I heard God speak to me a couple of weeks ago. It's like a sound of a multitude. That's a good description. Verse 7, I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. Those who were with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves. So I was left alone, gazing at this great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale, and I was helpless. Then I heard him speaking. As I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you are highly esteemed. Consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Glory be to God. Amen. That's another thing that the Lord showed me. Amen. With my encounter that I had with the Lord a couple of weeks ago. Not even two weeks. I shared with you guys. Amen. That when he called my name and I jumped out of bed. Amen. And I stood straight up. And the Holy Spirit showed me that I had to stand before the King. Amen. Glory be. I had to stand before the King. I couldn't just lay there. Amen. I just jumped up because I didn't know who called me. I thought somebody was in my house. Somebody was in my house. But the Holy Spirit showed me that I had to jump up because I had to stand, amen, before the King. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. Glory be to God. And verse number 12 says this, then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding. Now listen to this thing. He said, from the first day. Some of you have been praying for a long time. Some of you have been praying for a long time, praying about the same situation for a long time. It's been weeks. It's been months. It's been years. It's been weeks. It's been months. It's been years. I come to tell you this morning that God heard you the very first day you prayed. Yeah, it was back in 1970, 1980, 1990, year 2000, I've been praying on this thing since January. I come to tell you that God heard you from the very first day that you prayed. He said, do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God. Okay, so that's a subject all in itself. You're not going to get anything without humility. If my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray, okay, humility is key. Matter of fact, I think we're going to prepare a couple of lessons on humility because I think a lot of God's people are skipping that point. They're skipping that. We're going to prepare a series. I feel the Holy Spirit leading me to prepare a series on humility. Humble yourself before your God. Your words were heard. Look, come on, somebody. Look, shoot. We can stop right here. He said, "Here, well, come on, what? Wait a minute. Let's read that one more time. He said, "Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God." See, that's in all you're getting, get understanding, okay? Humble yourself before the Lord. The Lord will lift you up, okay? Your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. Glory be to God. While he was saying this to me, I bowed with my face toward the ground and was speechless. Then one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing before me, I am overcome with anguish because of the vision, my Lord, and I feel very weak. How can I, your servant, talk to you, my Lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Do not be afraid, you who are highly esteemed, he said. Peace. Be strong now. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. So he said, "Do you know why I have come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia, and when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But first I will tell you what is written in the book of truth." Hallelujah. In the book of truth. We want to thank God, amen, for the reading of God's word. My God, the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God, beloved, amen. This story of Daniel is worth us, amen, looking at every day, amen, hallelujah. God allowed Daniel to catch a glimpse, beloved, of the ongoing battle between good and evil. Glory be to God. And we thank God for the angel that was sent to Daniel, to minister to Daniel, to speak to Daniel. Glory be to God. When Daniel saw the angel, he became frightened. And so, and everywhere in the Bible where a person saw about an angel, most of them became frightened. All right, Paul, Isaiah, Uzziah, okay, because they're such humongous, you know, angelic. I mean, if an angel walked in your room right now, I guess, you know, who knows, we probably think we was dead. You know, they're glorious beings. So Daniel became a frightened, beloved. But check this out. This is what I want you to see this morning. Daniel lost his speech. Beloved, sometimes when we're praying to God, we lose our speech. We you know, it's a thousand things to pray for, but you say, well, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what the God to ask God for. I don't even know what to pray about today. A lot of times we lose our speech, see? But here, amen, we want to thank God for the Holy Ghost, amen, who prays for us and prays within us. Where we know not what to pray for, the Holy Spirit will pray, amen, for us. Isn't that beautiful, beloved? And we see the same thing happen here because the Bible says the messenger touched Daniel's lips and he restored it. Now, it's another thing I want you to look here to bring some encouragement to you this morning, beloved. Daniel was weak and helpless. I am weak, but thou art strong. My God. Help me, Jesus, to hold on. Beloved, sometimes we get weak. That's why the Lord said, let the weak say I'm strong. Sometimes we do get weak. And sometimes we feel helpless. Because you know what? The truth of the matter is we are within ourselves. We can't do nothing without Christ. We are helpless. I don't care what you got going for you. Hallelujah. But the messenger's word strengthened him. See, God will give you strength. God is the very present help in the time of trouble. When you're weak, he'll make you strong. When you think you can't go forward, amen, God will show you that you can. This was happening all the way back 7,000 years ago, beloved, in Daniel's life. And it's the same God moving today in our lives. Beloved, I come to tell you that God can bring us healing when we hurt. We talked about that a little bit this morning on our 5 a.m. service. Why? No, your hurt is real. When I first had my slip and fall accident back in February, and I was going to therapy, and part of my leg I could bend, and then sometimes I could bend it one way and bend it not the other way. And so I said, well, doctor, is this in my mind? He said, no, it's not in your mind. He said, you really hurt. He wanted to know how I got hurt. I'm not going to sue the place I got hurt. I'm not led to sue. At one time, I would have been called my lawyer and got there. No, I'm not going to do that. But no, he said, no, it's not in your head. You was really hurt. Beloved, sometimes we are hurt. We are hurt physically. We are hurt mentally. We are hurt. It ain't in your mind. You hurt. Be to God. But God is the healer. He'll bring healing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God will bring healing when we are hurt. God will bring us peace when we are troubled, because sometimes we're in trouble. Didn't not Brother Paul say that? Glory be to God. What's that scripture? Write this scripture down. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me one second. I think it's in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Look, listen to what Brother Paul says there. We are troubled on every side. Ah! Oh, trouble cometh. He said, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. We are persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Oh, yeah, beloved, trouble come. Oh, that trouble ain't real. No, that trouble is real. Excuse me. This is real trouble. All right. I know you're trying to get spiritual, but this is real trouble. Now, the spiritual is going to triumph over that, but trouble does come. Amen. And Daniel was in some real trouble too. See, glory be to God. But beloved, but when we are troubled, see, hallelujah, God, amen, comes to help us, and he comes to give us strength when we are weak. But it didn't stop Daniel from praying. 3 times a day, as far as we know, it could have been more than that. Homeboy opened up his window, not because he was hot. I just think he just wanted to say, you know what, my neighbors need to hear this prayer. My neighbors need to pray too. Glory be to God. Beloved, I come to tell you today that when you are experiencing pain, and we pray for your pain, when you are experiencing anguish, anxiety, or exhaustion, God knows we get exhausted. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Exhausted. I know last Friday night we had the Bring Your Own Praise Party. I did the opening prayer. I like to do the opening prayer. And let me tell you something. So I just laid down across the bed. I was touching and agreeing. And next, I woke up. All I heard was, today, giving the benediction and everything. Why? Because Pastor Bradford was exhausted. But all we got to do is ask God for a fresh touch of his love. And he always, always, always will come through for us. Beloved, what we want to see here as we move into King Nebuchadnezzar, not today because I'm looking at the clock, but we want to see here how Daniel faithfully continued praying and fasting. He didn't stop. I'm tired, but I'm going to pray. I've been praying about this situation, but I'm going to keep on praying. Be just like that widow woman. I know people talk about me, laughing about me. I know it look like it's not going to happen. I look like I'm going to die waiting. All I know is I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to pray without ceasing. I'm going to look for every opportunity to pray. And, you know, let me tell you something about when you're tired and you pray, that the tiredness goes away. You notice that? And you know why? Because you don't put that flesh under. And the spirit is in control. The spirit don't get tired. The flesh gets tired. The flesh is weak, not the spirit. And a lot of times, I know when it's even time for my personal time, glory be to God, this morning, when Lord woke me up 2-3 o'clock, I said, this will be a good day to sleep, Lord. I can't do that. I would feel so guilty. Because I think it happened once already. Amen. I felt so guilty. See, because that flesh don't want to cooperate some days. But Daniel continued to pray. Daniel continued to fast. And what happened? God showed up. Somebody waited on God this morning. You waiting on God. You've been faithful.
You waiting on God. Guess what? God showed up for Daniel. God gonna show up for you. You got your petition at the altar. You believe it. You've been praying on it, fasting on it, confessing it. Guess what? God gonna show up for you. Why? Because the first day that you prayed, God said he heard you. Wait a minute. Oh, wait. You know what? I want you to look at this in another, and another. That was the King James. I want you to look at this in the, that was the NIV. I want you to look at this same scripture here in the King James, which I'm a King James girl anyway. Look at verse number 12 in the King James. It says this. Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before the Lord, thy words was heard, and I have come for thy words. Even before Daniel got the words out of his mouth, God heard the words in his heart. See, God already know your intentions. He already know what you're going to do. God bless you for your intention. So you make up your mind. You say, you know what? When I get this little blessing here, I'm going to bless this ministry here with this amount of money. I'm just going to give them this money. I'm just going to bless them because they like what Jesus needed, and they doing things, and Pastor Bradford need the money. Now, you didn't do it yet, but you know what? From the moment you made up your mind to do it, God starts sending in the harvest and the blessing as if you have already sown it, because he know that you're going to do it. Woo! Now you really can do it because the harvest is there. Well, I ain't even sowed yet. No, you didn't do it physically, but you made up your mind to do it. God judges the hearts. Ooh, hallelujah. Before you put the check in the mailbox. Ooh. Before you send the cash app. Ooh. Your harvest from your seed, amen, is on the way to you. Oh, my God, Jesus, I got to move on here right now. Huh. Oh, beloved. Now, but sometimes we find out in Daniel's situation, the answers to our prayers sometimes are hindered by unseen obstacles. Not necessarily because of our sin. A lot of times we want people, you know, and we quick to judge people like that with Job's friend. Remember what Job's so-called friends did? They want to, well, Job, now come on now. You've been running around with Sister Susu. Come on, Job. Job, what you doing, Job? Come on, you can tell us. What secret sins and faults you got? They was blaming Job for sinning. No, a lot of times, beloved, it's not the sin, because, look, God says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. No, it ain't the fact that you sinned. Yeah, you did sin, but you put that under the blood. See? So what is it? It's spiritual warfare. The devil holding up your blessing. I don't know why God ain't answering me. Oh, baby, that's why you got to go in a little bit deeper. That's why you got to fight a little bit harder and pray one more prayer. Why? It's spiritual warfare. It's unseen forces. Devil trying to block you and stop you from the manifestation of God's answer. That's why your children acting crazy. Huh? Because they trying to come to Christ, amen, but it's a spiritual warfare. The devil pulling on their coattails to stay with me a little bit longer. Just stay with me a little bit longer. Come on now. It ain't all that bad, is it? Huh? Spiritual warfare. Sometimes it look like it get worse before it get better. Well, I asked God for increase. Look like I done went down to decrease. What's going on here? Spiritual warfare. And this is what Daniel would see. It was the unseen forces. Hallelujah. Beloved, don't expect God's answer to come too quickly or to come too easy. Sometimes it does, sometimes it don't. Huh? But when it does not, just know that the answer to your prayer may be hindered and challenged by evil forces. And this is why Jesus taught us to pray earnestly, pray fervently, pray just like that widow woman. She said, I ain't gonna stop coming. You back here again today? Now, well, I didn't go home last night. I slept on the doorsteps waiting for the courtroom to open at 9 o'clock. I didn't even go home. You back again today? I can see the judge right now. Is that woman here again? Yeah, Judge, she back. She back. Judge, I don't think she's going nowhere. He said, give her what she wants. Ah, that's how we have to be in our prayer life. I'm back. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm back. Didn't you pray yesterday? Yep, I'm back. But didn't you pray 2 hours ago? Yep, I'm back. Didn't you pray this morning? Yeah, I'm back. Oh, my God. I'm back. Hallelujah. Don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. God will hear your cry. For the Lord has promised. And his word is true. Don't stop praying, church, till God answers you. Don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, church, because God has already heard your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying, church, till God answers you. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want you to know that God controls the past, the present, and the future. Hallelujah. God is in control. There's nothing that God cannot do. There's nothing that God cannot do. I'm out looking around a little bit, amen, in real estate, amen. I'm just, and I'm looking and trying to decide where I'm going to, you know, move when I leave out of here. I've been where I am now for almost 10 years, and I've sort of outgrown it. It's time to move on. And you know what the Holy Spirit showed me, amen, as I'm just, you know, moving by the Holy Spirit and where the Holy Spirit is leading me. Beloved, it don't make a difference. Let's just take real estate, for example. It don't make a difference if the house costs $50 million, if the house costs $5 million, if the house costs $50,000, or if the house costs $5,000. If God don't pay for it, it don't make a difference how much the house costs. Price has nothing to do with it. Some of us can't afford to live in something that's free. Because you still got utilities and stuff that got to be paid. And we limit God. I'll just look at something for $50,000. Why? Because you're looking at your money. Why don't you look at God's money? Maybe God want to put you in something that's $500,000. Why don't you look at God's money? Because he's the one that has to pay for it, beloved. It don't make a difference if it's a high price tag or a low price tag. If God don't pay for it, if you're not going to have it. So why don't you just, amen, believe God for, amen, for whatever you want? How? Through prayer. Through prayer. Don't stop praying. He took King Nebuchadnezzar down. The ones that threw the three Hebrew boys in the fire, oh, yeah. The one that threw him in the den, amen, even though he didn't want to do, amen, hallelujah, but amen, his kingdom came down because he was up against some praying men. Let me tell you something. That's why the Bible says, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. It's dangerous to come up against a man or woman of God that know how to pray.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Knowing what I know right now, I'd be scared. If you listen to me today and you playing church and you not saved, let me tell you, you need to be scared. It is absolutely a dangerous thing to come up against a man or a woman of God that know how to get a prayer through. Well, God's going to answer. And God will use certain people, amen, hallelujah, to come against you like he used Pharaoh and certain people. God will use, amen, amen. And all he's doing is building your strength, building your faith. Amen. And sometimes if we under a little chastisement, amen, God, you know what I mean, have them rough us up a little bit, amen, glory be to God. But let me tell you something, when God get finished and you learn the lesson and God's will and timing is done, God will destroy them. Ain't that something? God will use them, amen, to help teach his child what he wants them to learn. And after the lesson is learned, God will kill them. Why? Because you never stop praying. Don't stop praying, the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, church, God has heard your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying, church, till God answers you. I want to encourage you, beloved, to keep on praying. Don't just pray for yourself. Amen. Pray for your family. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for the sick. Pray for the bereaved. Pray for our leaders. Just pray. Just pray. To get a little book. Amen. And write down all the different categories. Amen. And subjects. Amen. Our medical profession. Amen. Hallelujah. And pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, and the more you pray for other people, the more God's going to do for you. The more you pray for other people, the more God's going to do for you. The more you do for other people, God's going to do for you. Isn't it amazing how God's kingdom works? He says, give. Give of yourself. Give of your prayer life. You give. And then you receive. Isn't that beautiful? God is so awesome. We bless him. Amen. So that's it. Amen. Hallelujah. I was prepared to speak on King Nebuchadnezzar, but the Lord wanted to do this prelude. So we'll see what the Lord wants to say. Amen. Moving forth tomorrow, next week. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Just know that the power of prayer is dangerous. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. Don't let nobody talk. And fasting. And don't wait till January to fast, when we fast for 21 days. Fast as often. You know, this is what I do. I ask the Holy Spirit to lead me on a fast. When I do it that way, fasting is easy. I don't get hungry. I say, oh, Father God, lead me on a fast for your glory. And he does. I don't get hungry. Nope. I don't even get thirsty. Because the Holy Spirit led me on a fast, as opposed to me just jumping in and say, you know what, I'm just going to fast all day on Friday. Talk to God first. Say, God, lead me on a fast. I was thinking about Friday. I don't even talk. When I ask God to lead me on a fast, I don't even put no day. I let him tell me which day. Amen. Because some kind only come by prayer and fasting. Right now, I have about maybe 20 keys on my key ring. One key is for the car. One key is for the house. One key is for this, for the storage, for that, this, that. Because we did finally get our church furniture out of our sister's garage. She had been very gracious to us, and she, you know, stored it there for years. Matter of fact, I still have to give her a check. And we put it in storage. So we just pay the fee. I mean, look what you're going to do. That's what money is for. We just got to pay the fee. Amen. Glory be to God. But, amen. I forgot even why I said that. Amen. Hallelujah. But to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. Beloved, keep praying. Hallelujah. Just keep praying. Okay. So the keys.
Okay, so now I can't take the key to my house and try to open our storage bin. It ain't going to work. I got the key. You got the key, but you got the wrong key. Fasting not only gives you the keys to open the lock, it gives you the right key. You ever try to open the door with the wrong key? Fasting gives you the right key. And you just slide that key in the lock and turn it. Phew! Baby, you in. Baby, you in. Prayer and fasting. Prayer. Esther did it. Jesus did it. Daniel did it. Paul did it. And you got to do it. And don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, church. God has heard your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying, church. God's going to answer you. Father God, we say thank you for Brother Daniel. What an exemplified life, a life of example, a life, Father God, that's showing us never to give up, never to stop believing, never stop praying, never hold fast, even though it might seem like it's taking a minute. And we know you're slow sometimes, Father, but you know it's a spiritual warfare that you allow, but then you tell us how to win in spiritual warfare. You tell us put our armor on and fight the good fight of faith. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for your purposes. We thank you. There's a way. There's a will. Father God, things just don't happen. Father God, we have to exercise our faith for things to happen because faith without works is dead. And one of the things that we must use our faith to do is pray. It's good to have other people pray for us. We thank you for the warriors and the intercessors here in this ministry, how they, Father God, just relentlessly, this tirelessly coming in, Father God, once a week, some of them twice a week, praying. And not only here in this ministry, but other ministries around the globe. Father God, it's good to have people pray for you, touch and agree with you, help carry your burden. But Father God, we can't get spoiled with that, and we don't even pray for ourselves. First thing we want to do is call somebody, so have somebody pray for us and give them a long list. And we haven't even prayed ourselves. Father, forgive us for being lazy. Forgive us for being lax. Forgive us for overburdening our brothers and sisters. You said, bear ye one another's burdens. That means there's a part that we have to do. We have to pray for ourselves. And every now and then, Father God, let us pray for other people too. We might not be out front, but we have an obligation to pray for other people because prayer works. So we bind the devil right now that's trying to take away our thunder, take away our will, take away our desire. But Father God, we determined we're going to press in. Now we're going to pray one more prayer. And after we pray that, we're going to pray one more prayer. And we're going to keep praying one more prayer till we prayed our last prayer, Father God. And that's when you take us home because we won't have to pray no more. And until that day, we say we're going to pray. And we thank you for helping us to do so. The flesh can pray. But God, you said praying in the spirit because you are a spirit and we who worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you for your people. We thank you for the word of God going forth that will not return void. Today is offering day here at the ministry. Father God, we thank you for those who support this ministry. Father God, without the money, this ministry would have shut down a long time ago. A long time ago. Father God, everything costs money.
Everything costs money, Father. And we just want to say thank you for paying the bills for the ministry. Thank you, Father God, for paying the personal bills. Because if our cell phones and computers wasn't working, we couldn't even do this. We couldn't. If our electricity wasn't on, we couldn't do this. If our Wi-Fi wasn't on, we couldn't do this. So, God, we just want to say thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you, Father. So, Father God, we ask that you would return to the givers 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold, Father God. We say thank you. We say thank you, God. We know when we move in our building, God, we believe you, it's going to be paid for in full. We're not going to need no mortgage. Oh, no. We decorate our new facility, Father God. It is, matter of fact, Father God, that furniture we got, we probably can bless somebody with that furniture. We believe in you for new furniture and a beautiful edifice. Because Solomon built your temple, Father God, it was breathtaking. And we believe you in that same type of worship, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father. We can put people on payroll, Father, working the cameras and working the office. Father God, you're not no cheesy God. You don't run no cheesy establishments. Glory be to God. We believe in you for it. And we're going to keep praying, Father God. And in the meantime, we thank you for expanding us and polishing us even right now. And the work is being done. And we say thank you and we bless you. Father, give us a good day today. Meet us at the 12 o'clock altar prayer. Father God, anoint the prayer warrior as she comes. Keep us safe from danger, seen and unseen. Fortify her, Father. Father God, every attack against her mind, against her body, against her destiny, we bind it right now in Jesus' name and say, not so. Every attack against her family, Father God, all this is a distraction. It's a ploy for the devil to break her focus. We say not so. And not only her, but every prayer warrior in this ministry, even those who come to touch and agree, they might not be out front, Father God. Hallelujah. But they're listening. A lot of times we call in and we ain't listening. We just calling in. But Father God, they're listening and they're touching and they're agreeing. And we thank you for them too. And we say thank you for every prayer you've already answered, the ones you're working on now, and the ones yet to be revealed. We say thank you in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Everybody have an awesome, glorious day. Amen. We'll be at the altar at 12 and then back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. There's no Friday night prayer tonight. Amen. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. Same time, place, and station. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you. God bless you.
Kevin Gray, friends. Amazing God. Amazing King. Amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God. Amazing King, he's an amazing everything. This is my testimony when you said this. Where would I be with reconciled to you, I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it.
Now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad.
That I found you,
that I found you. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an everything.
Amazing God. So amazing. Where would I be without you? I would probably be in somebody's grave. All of the mistakes